Western Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. Let's see what's happening in the Eastern Sierras. Mono County Caltrans has closed two more highways for the winter season after this weekend's snowstorm. State Route 158 North, that's the June Lake Loop, and State Route 120 East have closed for the season. Caltrans District 9 has 7 of its 8 mountain roads in winter closure. For more information on the latest highway updates, go to quickmap.dot.ca.gov. The next Inyo Associates dinner is scheduled for January 16th, 2023, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Dinner is $50. It will be salad, steak, and cheesecake. There will be a talk by Superintendent Mike Reynolds and special night sky program, and the dinner will be taking place at Stovepipe Wells in Death Valley. To get tickets, go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app.
Hey, Eastern Sierra, it's Jesse. So those of you that know me know that I'm creative. Well, probably hyper-creative. Like, I never stopped daydreaming. It was ridiculous to get through school. That's a different thing. We'll talk about that another time. One thing I'm not is artistic or good with my hands with creating things, whether it's paintings or sculptures. I'm just not very good at that. I can see it in my head. I just can't put it through my fingers. You know where I can get some help doing that? Mono Arts Council in Mammoth Lakes. I didn't even know this until I started looking up what they have on their website, which is monoarts.org, by the way. There is an art and wine class where you can sit there and drink wine and follow along with an instructor learning to paint something. That sounds absolutely perfect. I've always wanted to try something like that, so I think I'm going to do that. They have an open studio space there where there's no appointments even needed. You can just show up, and the people there are going to help you figure out whatever art you're trying to do, and you have the space to create. You don't have to do it in your garage or whatever you're trying to get away from. So, you know, this is absolutely an amazing resource for the Mono area. And, you know, they're celebrating 30 years right now, actually. They're looking for donations to help put some more money into schools and stuff because of the 30-year anniversary. So if you want to look that up, go to monoarts.org and check them out. And if you just want to stop in for one of those open art sessions, just head over to 437 Old Mammoth Road in Suite M. And, of course, that is in Mammoth Lakes. You can also call 760-914-2909. They are open from noon to 6 Thursday through Monday. Head on over and let them know Jesse sent you from Eastern Sierra Now.
On December 3rd, a 54-year-old man was found dead after falling while canyoneering alone in Death Valley National Park. Canyoneering is a sport that involves descending canyons by a combination of hiking, down climbing, and rappelling. It is typically done as a group activity due to the inherent risks. Abby Wines, the park's spokesperson and avid canyoneer, said, "We recommend that anyone going into the backcountry let someone know their plans. The park doesn't track the 1.7 million people that visit each year. This man was not reported overdue, and the search did not start in time to save his life. A satellite communication device also could have been a lifesaver." To read the full article, go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app. Congratulations to Deputy Probation Officer Penny Brown, who was recognized as the Regional Employee of the Year by the 2022 Annual Chief Probation Officers of California. Inyo County Chief Probation Officer Jeff Thompson said, "We are honored to recognize Penny Brown for her work serving youth. Her leadership and dedication to providing research and training to her coworkers is incredible, as she helps our department serve the community with common sense safety. Deputy Brown, thank you for your service." That looks like it for me today. Thank you for joining me, and as always, I'll talk to you tomorrow.